This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Green jackets, Grammys, and Nobel Peace Prizes, move over, because on the phone with me right now, I have the winner of the Trix Silliest Kid in America contest a few years back, Natalie Stovall of Runaway June. In fact, all the ladies of Runaway June are with me right now. Natalie, though, this I've never even heard of as a contest. What did you do?
When I was a kid, I did this stupid little ventriloquist act where I cry like a baby without moving my mouth. And I learned it from a puppeteer, and it was a fun party trick. I mean, when you're like 12 years old, that was just so funny in restaurants when the waitress would walk by and there was no babies around. I would make my friends laugh by doing it. And so I got asked to just go do a little contest. It was like at the East Nashville YMCA, and I won that one, and they sent my tape into the national contest, and I won the whole thing with it.
What did you win?
I won a free trip to Disney World for my whole family.
Whoa.
And so I got to take them for a week. I know. I won a year's supply of Trix cereal. And then I was promised that I would either be on David Letterman or Jay Leno. And neither of those things happened because I think they were expecting me to be like a little kid. And I was at the time like 12 or 13 or something, and they passed because I was too mature.
Oh my gosh.
Instead, she was on Oprah.
Yeah, but I was like 15 or 16. I was a sophomore in high school, and I had to wear the Trix crown and cry like a baby on Oprah with braces.
God. Oh my God.
And I had just started at a new high school, so it wasn't embarrassing at all.
You better believe we're going to ask her to do that at Leading Ladies when she's out at Wilson Creek Winery, which, by the way, you can get your tickets at wilsoncreekwinery.com. But in honor of Natalie and her winning Trix for a year, being crowned Trix Silliest Kid in America, can you top that? Have you won a random award or a random prize like Trix for life? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. Better than winner, winner, chicken dinner. Natalie of Runaway June just told us that she won Trix cereal for a year after winning Trix Silliest Kid in America contest. Now, there also was a trip to Walt Disney World. Christina in San Bernardino, what did you win?
I won a bike from Captain Crunch when I was a kid.
How did you do that?
It was like the find the captain kind of thing. Like, he went missing and you had to find him.
So did you have to like find him on the cereal box and send it in?
Yeah, and then you had to send it in, and I guess there was just like a couple of random winners, and I just happened to do it.
Okay, that's pretty cool. How long did you keep the bike for?
I don't know, like a couple years, maybe.
I would still be hanging on to that thing. That's a cool win. 951 says, I won a spelling bee back in elementary school, and I got a case of honey as my prize. What does a fourth or fifth grader do with a case of honey? I mean, I get the connection spelling bee, but still. Let's hear about your random win. Was it a random contest or a prize that you got? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. almost restoring my faith in the sweepstakes and giveaways that you see, and you're like, nobody actually wins that. Well, it turns out they do. Natalie of Runaway June won Trick's Silliest Kid in America contest when she was about 12 years old. And as part of her winnings, she won Trick's cereal for a year. 714 has some bragging rights, says, I won a TV. This was back in the late 80s. For selling chocolates for T-ball. I was the only girl on the team, so that definitely helped me out. I hope you also got to keep control of the remote if you won the TV. 951 says, I don't remember what game show it was, but my mom won Hamburger Helper for a year. That is my son Carter's dream. If he could live off of Hamburger Helper, he would. Here's another text from the 518. Says, when I was in third grade, I was a certain number of guests to go through the gates at Disneyland. I remember when I crossed the gate that lights went off and a cast member kept running up to me telling me that I won a Minnie Mouse bike and a collector's pin. But of course, back then I had no idea what collector pins were. So right away, somebody had asked me to trade that pin for a Mickey Mouse watch, and I did. I wish I would have kept it because that pin would have been worth so much money now. Oh, that's not even fair. That's like that guy took advantage of you. He knew that you would take the bait. Do you have a random win, either a prize or an award that you won? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. I think we'd all like to be winners when it comes to the Powerball or any type of check that has a lot of commas in it. But I found out this morning that the IE has a bunch of winners for a bunch of random things. Natalie of Runaway June actually inspired this conversation. She won Trick's Silliest Kid in America contest. And Natalie, what was your prize?
I won a free trip to Disney World for my whole family.
Whoa.
And so I got to take them for a week. I know. I won a year's supply of Trick cereal.
Hey, nowadays, winning any type of groceries would be pretty cool. Angie in Corona, let's hear about your random win.
When I was about 8, 9 years old, I was playing softball and we sold candy bars. And the winner was getting tickets to go to the Dodger game and sit in the dugout with the Dodgers.
Did you win?
Won the prize. Yes, I did. But my mom got out of work late, and we didn't get there in time for me to be there to sit with the team for the entire game, and had to sit on, like, the third baseline somewhere, and didn't get to meet them, but ended up getting a ball signed from all the players, and that ball has Fernando Valenzuela's signature on it, and I still have the ball.
That is amazing. That gave me goosebumps. That's a good win.
Yes.
And I'm sure that ball would come with a paycheck that has a couple commas in it, too. 714 says, my sister and I entered a contest to design your own Furby. You had to color a page and send it in. Totally forgot about it. And then one day I got my custom Furby in the mail exactly the way I designed it. Do you have a random win? What was it? What was the prize? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-37.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
764. Sam Hunt on K-Frog. You can win tickets to see him at Boots in the Park tomorrow morning at 6:10. It's a cool prize, but not the most random prize that we've heard about people winning here in the IE. I thought Natalie of Runaway June sharing that she won a year supply of Trick cereal was pretty cool. She's definitely getting topped. Christy in La Mirada, what was the random thing you won?
So it was semi-random. When I was in middle school, I was on the game show Scrabble with Chuck Woolery. And yes, when you win, you get money. But when you finally lose, you get consolation prizes. And my consolation prizes were a whole bunch of boys' clothes from Le Tigre and then a water softening system.
And you were how old?
I was 13. And the kind of funny, cool part was I played against, back then, an up-and-coming actress, Heather Graham.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what we ever did with a water softening system and boys' clothes. Definitely we gave away. So they had some random consolation prizes, but it was a fun experience.
That's awesome. Did you win any money while you were on?
I did. I won $3,500 and bought my first car with it when I turned 16.
Oh, that is really cool. 951 says, I won a year's supply of M&Ms. M&M was actually having a contest, and if your bag had a white-colored M&M in it, you won. Do you have a random win under your belt, either an award or a prize? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764.